Welcome to Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter. I'm your host, Ann Harrison, and I thank you for coming along with me to talk about Jesus and the writing life. God has given us each a story to share, and your story matters. Well, hello, everybody, and here on Inspirational Journeys, I am pleased to introduce you to Angelique Burrell, author of her new debut novel, that just released, a couple weeks ago, A Mark in the Road. It's a YA speculative fiction thriller. So welcome to the show, Angelique.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Anne, for having me on it. I'm excited to talk with you.
Yeah, me too. So why don't you start by introducing yourself to the listeners and viewers?
Sure thing. Angelique Burrell, I have been teaching English and creative writing and reading for 31 years now. So any variety of courses over the English curriculum. But that's been a lot of fun. I teach high school English, so it's, you know, dealing with teenagers all day long. I taught summer school for a very long time too. And I have two wonderful children of my own and my husband. But they are out of high school now. One's in college and the other has graduated college. She went to Indiana Wesleyan, graduated with a degree in photography, and now she's a photographer in Indianapolis area. Real estate photography. And our son is a junior in North Carolina. So he's at Appalachian State University in North Carolina. And we may have lost him to the mountains. I'm hoping not, though. But
wow.
It's beautiful out there. He was sending pictures of the fall foliage. I'm like, yes, it is beautiful out there.
So how did you know when God called you to write?
I think I've always loved stories. My dad is an English teacher, since retired. My mom was a librarian, and, you know, I was just always surrounded by books. So I really always felt, you know, I was just drawn to them, just reading them, escaping into a story. And I just always felt, you know, stories hanging out in my brain. It certainly was the questions that I had, you know, like, God, if you've given me, you know, this, like, interest in all of these stories, I need you to give me some stories. You know, it was probably a regular prayer of just like, what is it that you want me to do with this? You know, this gift that you have given me, if it is a gift, you know, like, this love of stories, why? And I think I would say definitely some of the inspiration for the stories came from, you know, an answer to those prayers of, all right, what should you write about? Well, here's where you need to go. I think in my mind, I wanted to go in one direction, and I think I kind of got steered in another direction. So I'm just thankful when I've, you know, kind of found a home with young adult literature. And I think that's more my style. So I don't know. I just feel like it's always been something that's been on my mind. And I think once I started to accept that and then really ask, like, all right, what am I supposed to be doing with this? Because it kind of hangs out in my brain all the time. And then I got led to some stories. So.
So what was the inspiration behind A Mark in the Road?
For that one, you know, I had another story that really, I think, was, you know, like a true, you know, idea that was planted in my brain. A Mark in the Road came from traveling cross country with my family. She just recently passed away, a black lab. And in order to get our black lab to California, where we would vacation in the summer, we had to drive her because we couldn't fly her because she was too large. And so we would just drive cross country since the kids were little. You know, and the dog was little and everybody got bigger, but we kept driving across country. And it was through those stories, you know, of just going through and all the things that we experienced together. I think that's when, you know, I would look at the road and see all of the skid marks and think, I wonder what made that. And then eventually I thought, I wonder if somebody could tell what made that, what would happen then. And then hours on the road of traveling led to, creating the story of Mason and his journey and his ability and his gift to be able to see the stories behind the skid marks. So it was born out of personal experience, that's for sure.
Wow. That is definitely, that's interesting. So tell me about your writing process. Did you outline or did you pants the whole thing?
I probably pantsed a lot more than I should have because it made a lot of work in the back end to try and figure out what on earth was going on. I think I'm going to try not to pants so much when I write the next one. I had just a shape of it and then I just wrote is really what I did. I wrote a lot of it in chunks over time on my notes app in my phone while we were driving, while I was a passenger. And then eventually just transferred all of that to a Google Doc and then started working on it. But it was probably years of just drop in, write a little bit, and then leave because teaching full time, and raising, teenagers is really time consuming. So I wasn't really making a whole lot of time for my own writing. So it really was more of a pants thing than anything. Just drop in right when I could, see where the story went, and then go back and fix things because the beginning didn't necessarily match the end. And then it just took a lot of reworking to get it there.
Yeah. So did you, is this a one-off or is this a standalone? I don't know why I wanted to call it a one-off, but yeah. A standalone or as part of a series?
It was originally a single book, and working with the editors and Haley with Monarch, she convinced me to just leave it a little bit open. So it is a full story in and of its own right, but there is opportunity to expand beyond. So that's what I'm starting to work on right now. I need to sit down and work on it. But the ideas are forming. So I am starting to work on what will be a sequel to this book, yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. So do you have any particular tips or takeaways that you would like to share with our audience?
I think the entire writing process was really long for me. I think devoting time to writing, I didn't for the longest time. And that's probably why the book took forever, or felt like it took forever to write. Cause I just didn't carve out time for myself. Once I eventually decided, hey, I really want to do something with this and the story is here and it wants to be told and I need to do the work of telling it. Once I started to think like that, I devoted just a little bit of time, because obviously during the school year, it's really difficult because I think that work is never done. Even in the summer, it doesn't feel like it's done because I'm still doing work over the summer. But I had to just, carve time out. And so I just started with a little bit of time on Thursdays. I started with 20 minutes on Thursdays. And it seems like such a little amount of time, but it was enough to get me committed. And then I would do a little bit on Thursday. And then Friday and Saturday and Sunday, there was always a little bit, more kind of working around in my brain before I went back to work, and returned to focus on school. So I think carving out some time to really just make it your own, do the thing that you feel like you're called to do and commit to doing it. I wrote a second book that's currently out on submission. My agent has it. That one took a lot less time because I committed to working through and getting it done. So I think just doing that kind of helps you get in a habit of writing. So for me, that's what helped. And then I just had to learn to have a lot of patience. I think I'm still learning. I think so that's one of the things God keeps trying to teach me is patience.
Ah, yeah. So this is a true debut for you, right?
It is. This is the absolute first book published. Yes.
Oh, wow, cool. So, what are you do you have any idea of what publishers your agent submitted to?
I know that my agent submitted to a lot, and I think that's probably one other big takeaway that I learned in the process. I think that I love my agent, Purcell Agency, and she was super excited to get the book out. I don't know if it was fully ready to go out. And I think I learned, like, when you're ready to send it to the publishers, like, it really needs to be as polished as it can absolutely be. At least that's how I felt. I think it wasn't as polished as it could have been. I think I thought that the publishers were going to polish it up for me, which they do, but it needs to be at that higher level. And so it was sent out to a lot of places. It got a lot of full reads, so the full manuscript was read, which was really exciting. And then it got, turned away for a variety of reasons, some contradictory reasons. So it had to go through. So my agents, I worked with them, Tina and Bonnie, both at the Purcell Agency, and they gave it to another member at the agency, Joel, and he gave me some really good feedback that, kind of like, I'm like, I knew it. I knew this needed to be done. And it went through an entire overhaul. And then it went back out on submission. So we pulled it off submission for a while. I had to do the major overhaul on it with the advice of Joel and Bonnie, certainly. So it took, I think I learned, like, hey, don't rush the process. Make sure that what you've got is really it. Make sure you vet it through your work, through lots of different people to get all that different feedback. And I think that helped out a ton in just my whole learning about the process. And then eventually Bonnie found, once we put it back out on submission, it wasn't too terribly long after that. Jen Lowry at Monarch found it through Bonnie, and then that was it. That was the history, and it was a fun process working with them to kind of go through. And I think even after working with the editors at Monarch, they really, like, took it and, like, crystallized it. Like, they made it really shine, and I'm so appreciative for all of the work of the editors at Monarch. Kaylee and Haley, they both did so much to help out with it. So it's
Yeah, you
just,
work with Kelly Martin for developmentals, right?
yes, and Kelly, yes. And it was really just fun to see, all of the advice that they gave. And I think being receptive to it is really important. Jen was great. She said, these are suggestions, take what you want. And if it's your piece, which I completely appreciated, but the advice that they all gave was just amazing. So, like, how could you not take it? So,
Right. So, what was your querying process like?
well, that went mostly through my agent. And actually, I think I had an easier go with the whole agent route for query, because I didn't really query agents. One of my college, Tina from the Purcell Agency, I knew in college. We were in the same sorority. We met up some years after. I knew that she was writing. We had talked off and on. I was hearing what she was publishing. She does a lot of nonfiction. And she kept telling me, because she, I was an English major, she knew I loved to write. She's like, come on, what are you working on? What are you writing? She encouraged me to write lots of different things, which I didn't do. And then eventually my husband was like, hey, you need to tell her what you're working on, because I wasn't going to tell her. And so she wanted to see it when I finished it. And so then she picked me up as an agent. So that was the easy process for me. It did introduce some self-doubt because I was like, Tina, you're not just taking me on because, you know, we knew each other way back. She swore that she wasn't. Then for, you know, the Tina and then Bonnie, who is now my agent in the Purcell agency, you know, she's the one that just sends out now the manuscript to the publishers. So she deals with all that hard work. I just get to look at her spreadsheet every now and again.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is so different from what I hear. You have the people querying, rejection. They finally decide to self-publish. That's the story I've heard.
Right. I think, you know, I feel like I cheated the process a little bit. But I don't know. I feel like people come in your path for a reason. And I guess it's, you know, I took a little while for my husband to convince me to go that route. You know, and because a lot of the writing that I did, I just did because I wanted to write. But then eventually just making that story and sharing it took a little bit of trust, you know, a little scary process. So, and certainly I know, like, even the rejection process is so challenging, and it really is hard, because even when it was out on submission, you know, you hear such different feedback, and you hear like, love the dialogue from one person, but the story isn't right for us. And then another, you know, another publishing company says, oh, we love the story, but we don't like the dialogue. And you're like, oh my gosh, one person loves it. I need these two to like swap parts. But it's really challenging, and it's really hard to get that feedback. I mean, that's good to know. But sometimes you just don't know what to do with it. So you just continue on and try not to let it beat you up too much. You know, I think for a while I was kind of just down, like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? So it is a hard process. I mean, I feel fortunate that I missed that hard process of getting an agent. But I know that the putting it out there and trying to get somebody to pick it up can be difficult. But for me, it was reworking it and really kind of listening to feedback and saying, okay, these are things I know I need to do on it. And just doing that hard work of getting that done, that mattered a whole lot. So
it's the first draft is the fun part. It's the revisions that's the hard part.
I kind of feel the opposite.
Oh, wow.
It's getting that first part down for me that is so hard. I could revise all day long. I love to revise. Girl. I have a hard time looking in my book right now because I want to keep revising it. So I'm like, oh, I did a reading at the library and a reading at my high school. They invited me in, and then the public library in town. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to read this part out loud, but I feel like I need to kind of edit it a little bit to revise it. Yeah, I think that first story. So that's a little opposite for me.
It's your first
I
wish book, that baby. First part was yeah. Easy. So, and I can vouch for, I mean, I'm totally, for me, and I'm doing middle grade right now, but for me, that first draft, it's like, bang, bang, bang. I can bang out 2 or 3,000 words a day on that first draft. But the revision, oh my gosh, that's when you go through the quote unquote book birthing process.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yes. I guess. I think I wish the ideas were flowing a little bit more freely right now. And then maybe that first draft wouldn't be so hard. It's a little daunting for me right now.
Wow.
I have trouble because I want to know exactly like the opening chapter. And if I can get the opening chapter, then I can start going. And I just can't figure out my opening chapter quite yet. So I need to let that go. And I need to just say, all right, I'm going to start in like the middle and just see where this goes, or I'm just going to write and see where it goes. That's what I need to do.
Do your characters talk to you?
You know, they don't really. I kind of wish they did. I feel like I know them as people. And sometimes they like do things, and I'm like, oh, probably not the best decision, but here you go. But yeah, no, I mean, I think I wish they talked to me a little bit more than they do.
Maybe you have to sit down and talk to them so they can talk, write down like questions for them and write their answers, and maybe they'll start talking.
Yeah, I try that with my second book. I did a lot more interviewing, and maybe I think I felt like I knew them a little bit more. They kept changing on me, but or I thought I knew them, and then I was like, oh, I guess I don't. But I think that is a cool idea of like interviewing your character. I think that that's a really interesting idea of like, what do you do when you're not, for my kids, they're in high school. What do you do when you're not like studying? Like, what are your hobbies? What are your interests? What are your favorite foods? All of that, I think, really digging into to get to know, you act like this here, but what's really sliding underneath the surface of it? What are your motivations? Why do you do that? I think that those are great questions to dig into to really get to know your characters.
Yeah, that is, that does sound like a really good way to get them talking.
Yeah.
So, what are you working on now?
Well, I am, because I finished the revisions on the second book, so that one's gone out. I am working on that third, or my third book is the what will end up being the sequel to A Mark in the Road. So I've been doing some research with that right now, trying to get that story nailed down. Yeah. So that's pretty much it. I have a notebook because I have an idea for a for another book, but I'm like, I'm not gonna work on that one right now because I really want to work on the sequel. So
Well, and it
that's
all depends on what God's telling you to work on, because sometimes he'll tell you want to work on one thing, but the other one starts screaming at you.
that is true. I think that was the case with The Mark in the Road because I was starting a different book, which ended up being my second book. And I think it was not going in a direction it needed to go in. And then this story for A Mark in the Road came in, and I was like, oh, hold everything. This is what I have to write right now. And then thankfully, I think the idea that I had been working on, that I was like forcing too much and it wasn't working, that one just shifted gears huge. And I'm like, aha, this is why I had to slow down. I had to go with this other route. I had to free my brain a little bit. And then, yeah, totally. All in God's time. So,
So where can people find you online?
I am on Instagram, and I should probably like know the handle of that like right off the tip of my tongue, but I'm kind of new on social media. I am on Facebook.
Hey, Burl Author, I think is your.
A Burrell author, the Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that is. Thank you.
Because I follow you.
Thank you. yes, A Burrell author. Facebook as well. And I have a website, angeliqueburrell.com. So those are the primary places. I'm trying to dabble into this Threads. I keep trying, and that's primarily the main places. Yeah.
Okay, so do you have a Bible verse you'd like to share with us before we close?
That well, I'm thinking that I always think about the I'm trying to is I'm like blanking, but it's the know the plans I have for you,
Oh,
the
Jeremiah 29 and
Jeremiah.
11, yeah.
That's Jeremiah. Yeah, I'm like, oh, blank. There was another one I was thinking about worry, but now I've like totally lost that. But it's hanging upstairs in our room to remind us not to worry. But that the plans, like I think that's my prayer about my children all the times. I know that God has a plan for you, and I need to get out of the way and trust that because I worry about them, of course, as parents do. But that's probably one of my biggest ones. That and just not, yeah.
Yeah. So, is there anything else that you would like to say before we close that God has laid on your heart to say?
I just think it's just trusting that there's a reason. I think it's just the hard thing to do. So I think for that, like the timing, like you had said, all of that, I think is just, you know, it's that and praying about it are the main things, but just that patience. I said that God is like trying to teach me that there are plans for things and there are reasons and there's timings for things. So I think that's just the thing I try and remind myself of all the time, is not to push it and not to always force my way when sometimes you need to just take a step back and see what way God wants you to go. So I would
right.
say that's probably it.
So would you do the honor of closing us out in prayer?
Yes, certainly. Dear Lord, thank you. Thank you for this time together. Thank you for Anne and bringing her gift of talking and sharing your word with everyone. Lord, thank you for the spirit you put in us to be creative, to want to share your goodness with others. Lord, thank you for all you've done for us. Lord, please be in our lives. Lord, please be in our world that is so riddled with hatred and terror. Lord, please work within people's hearts to bring peace and help people to learn to treat others as you want, as you have taught us to treat others through Jesus and the love that he has sacrificed, his life that he has sacrificed in love for us. So Lord, I just pray all of these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So we challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired, write something inspiring, and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. And don't forget to pick up your copy of A Mark in the Road by Angelique Burrell, which actually launched on October 3rd. Thank you for joining us here on Inspirational Journeys. And remember, folks, your story matters. Have a blessed day, everybody.
Hey guys, this is Anne from the Inspirational Journeys podcast, and my special guest, Joe Templin, has an offer for my listeners and viewers. Take it away, Joe.
Anne, thank you. And again, thank you for bringing me on. This was a wonderful conversation. I'm glad that I could reach out and help your people grow. And to continue to help them to grow, we have an offer. If they go to the website everyday-excellence.com, and use the code Inspirational Journeys at checkout from the shop, they can get a 10% discount on anything there to be able to help them with their personal journey to grow and inspire others.
You heard it here, folks. You get a 10% discount on everything in the store at everyday-excellence.com using promo code Inspirational Journeys. Happy writing, and celebrate the day. Challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired, write something inspiring, and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. You've been listening to Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter, with your host, Ann Harrison. If you like what you've heard on today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast platform. Visit my website at AnnWritesInspiration.com, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and follow me on Facebook and Pinterest at AnnWritesInspiration and on Twitter at AnnWrites75 for more inspirational content. Thanks for listening, and remember, your story matters.